Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, my beautiful listeners. I'm so glad that you're joining me for Love Your Addiction. This is Jude Albright. Everything on this planet has a life. It has a vibration. And that means that addictions have a life of their own, too. We don't often think of addictions in that term, however. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, what you are denying yourself? Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truths so that you can see, hear, and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to help you recover from the belief that there's something wrong with you, that your addiction has been bad. I'm also wondering, how much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness? You know, when you love something and you appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. And when you're grateful, you become more loving. When you accept your addiction and give it love, you are so much better able to see what it has been trying to show you about you. With loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. And here's an awareness for you. Love never, ever, ever hurts. It's only your fear that's coming up that hurts. So please forget about what our movies and songs and TV programs have programmed you to feel about love. Today, we are looking at coming from love. How do you know when it's really love? How can you love something that has caused so much pain, like an addiction? Love Your Addiction is here to assist you in understanding that things aren't always what they appear to be. Living your life in joy, radiating the love that you truly are, and creating a more conscious lifestyle can be yours when you see and hear and feel that love is not what you are told in our love songs, our soap operas, and our commercials. Love begins with loving yourself and radiating it out to attract more love, because you can't give what you don't have. So today we're going to be looking at how to achieve this. Please join me in the chat room, which you can access at the top of your listing page, or call in at 516-453-9181 with your insights, questions, comments. We're all in this together, and I'm sure, like me, each of you desires peace, joy, love, and abundance in your life. Let's help to get each other there. I am not out to try to change anyone. You're the only one that can change you. I am simply the messenger of truths, the truths for you, which bring new possibilities for a life of ease, joy, and fulfillment. I don't believe that anyone who is in an active addiction process wakes up in the morning and says, I am going to see just how miserable my life can be. No. I believe that everyone really wants ease, joy, and love in their life. And not everyone has that in his or her life. Not because it's not available to them, but because they have chosen otherwise. Yes, I am talking about choice. Everything you do revolves around choice. You wake up in the morning and you decide to brush your teeth or not brush your teeth. You choose to comb your hair or not comb your hair, to put on clothes or to not put on clothes. Well, then how is love involved with addiction? When an addiction shows up in your life, it is showing you that something in you is not aligned or in harmony with the truth of who you really are. The truth is, you are a loving being. You are a loving spirit dressed in human clothes, not the other way around. Addictions are not loving. They are harming. Does that mean they're bad? No, absolutely not. It does mean that they are a vehicle that we choose on a conscious or unconscious level to reflect back to us what we hold to be true about ourselves. So please, please stop the judgment. Stop the judgment for everything, as a matter of fact. Do you judge the sun for not shining? I don't think you do. Do you judge the clouds for coming out? I think not. However, do you judge your neighbor for getting her divorce? I think some of you probably do, for many reasons. Because you think divorce is bad, because you think that things haven't been going right for your neighbor, and for her to take the easy way out and get a divorce is not the right thing. Some of you may think, well, it's not good for her to divorce because what is that going to do to the kids? That is all judgment. Who are you? Who am I to judge another person's life path? We don't have that right. What if there was a divine purpose or a God purpose for everything that is happening in this world? And I don't mean a punishing God who goes after us because we've done, quote, wrong. What I do mean is a divine purpose that allows free will for us to learn as we wish. That's a rather difficult concept for a lot of people to accept, because most of us like to blame. And those of us in addictions love to blame our families, love to blame our spouses, love to blame our moms and our dads. And we love to blame that addiction is a hereditary disease. Well, what if all the things that I just mentioned contribute to your seeing what your underlying beliefs are? Remember I said addiction is showing you, that something is not in harmony with the truth of who you really are. And many times we accept the truth, or we accept it as truth, it's not truth, but we accept as young children that there is something wrong with us, that we haven't been able to control something that happened in the family, that we were told that we would never amount to anything, and so we believe that and we act it out. Does that mean that the people who told us that were bad? No. What it does mean is that life is purposeful, and it reflects back to us what is going on in our own energy vibration. I have talked often about energy and how we are energetic beings. And I have even used quotes and examples from David Hawkins in his Power Versus Force, where he talks about when we are in guilt and shame, our vibration is 20 or 30. However, when we are in love, it is 500 plus. Now, I'm not talking about the romantic relationships. I'm talking about being loving. So, how do we come from love? Well, it's all about us. It's all about loving ourselves. And the very first thing that I would like to discuss is when we love ourselves, we have integrity with ourselves and others. We're honest with ourselves. Oh, when we're in an addiction, we definitely are not honest with ourselves or others, because lying is a very typical part of an addiction. When we truly love ourselves with the integrity, we allow others to be who they are. We let go. We don't have to participate in their crap. We don't have to participate in anything they do. We don't have to participate in the fact of judging our neighbor because she's getting a divorce. We simply know that everybody on this planet has a journey. And I believe that that journey is to learn what love really is in the human form. Because in spirit form, we are love. That's who we are. And we come here and we play this game of forgetting that we're really love. And we act out some pretty incredible junk. Okay, coming from love. When you love yourself, you put yourself first. Now, I know a lot of people think, oh, that's terrible. I have to put my husband first. I have to put my wife first. I have to put my kids first. Well, if you don't have it within you to put yourself first and keep yourself healthy, then you don't have that to show or give to anybody else. And that's why you need to put yourself first when you come from love, when you love yourself. And here's the biggie as far as I'm concerned. When you love yourself, you do not do anything to harm or hurt yourself. Now, we talked about in the beginning that addictions can be very harmful to us in many ways, physically, psychologically, volitionally, morally. I mean, I can go on and on and on how addictions are harmful to us. When you really love yourself, you are not going to hurt yourself in any way. You are not going to want to experiment with drugs and alcohol or gamble get into a sex addiction, or on and on and on with the tons of different addictions that are out there. And when you're not doing any harm to yourself, you are concentrating on inviting loving situations into your life. I have recently had a couple of clients who have had similar issues. And what I hear from them is, but I love him. I can't leave him. He's being horrible to me. But I love him. But I love him. What are they really saying? They are really saying, I'm going to give my power to this person because I don't know how to love myself. Because if I really loved myself, if he is treating me badly, if he is telling me that I'm worthless when he goes off in a violent rage, that is not inviting a loving situation into your life. I also feel that when you love yourself, you need quiet time for introspection. Because that, with that introspection comes inner guidance. And if you've always got the TV on, or you're always playing a video game, or there is constant noise and distraction where you are, then you can't really get in touch with what your body is trying to tell you, what your intuition is trying to tell you, what your inner guidance is trying to tell you. And that's why very often when people are involved in an act of addiction, they can't listen to their inner guidance because they're always doing something to avoid listening to themselves. I wonder how many of you can't fall asleep unless you have the TV on because you need that distraction or that noise. You think that's really helping you? Do you think maybe it could be harming you from quiet time for introspection? When you love yourself, you are also kind and compassionate to others because you treat others the way you know you want to be treated. You're also kind and compassionate to animals and to Mother Earth, to the planet. Look at how many of us are destroying this beautiful, lovely planet. And look what we're doing to animals, treating them as less than, as unimportant, when they are here providing a beautiful role, many times offering unconditional love. When you love yourself, you truly stand in your power. There is no need to control anything. Because in actuality, you can't control what you did not create. But you do have the power to change anything that you have created. And when I say create, that turns a lot of people off. We really are creator beings. By our emotions and by our thoughts, we bring our life's experiences to us. As an example, someone who really feels that they are worthless, that they will never amount to anything, very often draw in an abusive partner who validates that for them. It's not true, but that person validates to them that they are worthless. When you love yourself, you also take care of your body. There are many, many ways to take care of your body, and I don't think we need to go into those specifically. But one of the ways you take care of your body is hanging out and being around with other people who respect and honor you and your body. I'll say that again. We hang out and we are with other people who respect and honor you and honor themselves because they are loving too. So, how do you know when it's really love? I've given you 10 points to look at. I'm sure there are many, many, many more, and we don't have time to go into them right now. But I hope that I have given you some thoughts about coming from love. And I'm going to ask you, how can you be more loving? If you were creating the future that you would like to have with loving people in it, what would it look like? What would that future feel like? And what would it sound like? I ask you also, how can you be more kind to yourself, more kind and more compassionate? And what are you capable of creating that you have never, ever considered? That's a big one. What else can you create that would add to your greatness? Is addiction adding to your greatness? Well, that's a double-edged sword because no, it's not, as you're actually involved in it, hurting yourself and hurting others. But yes, it is showing you who you are not, so you can then change your mind and choose to be who you really are, the loving being that you really are. And I would like to end with a very short, a gentle love energy transmission or an appreciation of yourself. And those of you who are interested can follow along. Some of you may want to go into a meditative state. It's not necessary, but it is necessary that you just relax right now, whatever that means to you. And when I need to relax, what works for me is taking a couple of deep breaths. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. If you make it your intention to be receptive and connect to the greater you, you will take part in this gentle love energy transmission. So those of you who are interested, I'd like you to go to the top of your head right now and imagine that it's opening up to receive energy. Remember, I said that David Hawkins talks about different vibrations that we allow within our body, our energy field. And as you are at the top of your head, ask for the love energy to permeate your body and bathe in that energy and allow it to come through your third eye and your eyes, asking to see everything through the eyes of love. When you do that, you release judgment and allow that energy to come down from your eyes to your ears so that you can hear everything through the ears of love. And then move the energy down into your throat so that you will speak through the energy of love. And as that energy continues down, you can move it into your heart so that you can feel with the energy of love. And from your heart, you can take it down into your stomach so that you can digest everything that happens with love. Moving from the heart into the stomach, where you digest with love, and then move that love into your sexual organs, where everything you create with and from love. And from your sexual organs, you can move it down into your hips and down your legs to stand firmly in love. You can then send that energy into Mother Earth and connect with your mother with love and ask her to bring her energy up through your body, out through all of your pores, through your heart, and back up through the top of your head, out through the top of your head, being the love that you truly are. And notice how that feels as you express the gentle energy of love. I do that exercise every morning to make sure that I am standing in love and being that love. So I'm going to ask you once more, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? What can you now be to create a loving lifestyle? What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. And all of the things that I said about truth, I am also saying about love, because love is the truth of who we really are. So as you go through the rest of your day and week and this new month of October, please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth, your love, and your power, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. And by doing so, you contribute to making the world a better place with you in it. Bye for now.